Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surge Radio. I know it's been a motherfucking minute. We're going to get into that song a little bit later on when our special guest comes to the show, my man 16 Icon. But, man, it's been a long minute, y'all. Crazy year. 2014 is over with. We are now currently in 2015, and we are definitely looking beyond. So, you know, pretty much right now, man, we got to get to work, and let's get to this show, man. Welcome to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. And, you know, we don't say shit for shock value. There's no filter, no censors, so we try to give everybody a lane to pretty much, you know, say what they want to say, you know, do what they want to do without the scrutiny of censorship. So, you know, I got a few people that's calling in right now. I'm going to take this first call. Yo, call number one. Yo. All right, so, like, not sure who that is, but pretty much got a couple topics today that we're going to touch on. One of the topics, you know, has a lot to do with entertainment. And it's kind of crazy. I'm starting to feel bad for this man because I feel like he's under a microscope, like no different from what he's been, you know, dealing with. But Chris Brown probation was just revoked. And it's a possibility that he may go to prison just because he did two shows in – you might as well call it what it is. He did two shows in hood clubs and shit. So, I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things where it is. He is guilty for what he did in the past, and he's been kind of trying to make up for it. I don't know. I need your opinion. How y'all feel about Chris Brown, you know, getting locked up or getting his probation revoked just because he did a show and a couple people got shot at his shows? I mean, we have no proof that it's directly this man's fault, but, you know, I don't know. Y'all call in. 646-378-1510. And just give y'all a pain. So, yeah, pretty much. I think it's just one of those situations where it is you couldn't really call it. You know, how could you know what to expect in that situation? I think my man Jay Uno is online. Jay Uno, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's happening with you?
Not much, man. Pretty much, we're kicking it off with the first topic. You know, is, you know, Chris Brown probation being revoked, and he may go to prison due to the fact that he just happened to perform at two shows and people got shot. One of them was Suge. So, no one gives a fuck about Suge. Sorry. And, I mean,
that's overlooked.
It's just kind of stupid to me. I mean, in my personal opinion, I don't think the man should get locked up because he happened to get paid, you know, 100 to 200 grand to go perform and niggas decide to shoot people at his show. I mean, I can say that if it directly affected him, it would make sense, but it's not one of those things that it affects him. It's just people, it's just circumstances, I guess. I don't know what you think, bro.
I mean, you know, with the incidents that occurred at the show, I mean, honestly, I would say, you know, he has no liability with that. You know, it has nothing to do with him. So I don't see, you know, why he would be getting in trouble for it. But, I mean, I look at everything, I'm like, hey, everything is all politics nowadays. So, you know, you in the spotlight, they'll do anything to try to ruin your image. It's all in the media, you know?
That's the media. You know, they try to highlight a lot of shit. You know, even go to the whole Bill Cosby thing. You know, I'm on the side of the fence where it is. I believe that this man's legacy is on the line due to people just saying shit. You know, you just can't say shit and be like, hey, he did it. So pretty much you're guilty until proven innocent, but I don't know.
No, innocent until proven guilty.
Sorry, yeah. But I'm not sorry, because in this situation, they already say he's guilty of it. So he's guilty until he proves his own innocence. But through silence,
sure,
he can't even prove his innocence. So, you know, by him, you know, just being quiet, it's easier for people to say that he did it. You know what I mean?
You know, and I believe he's keeping quiet because everybody, you know, he don't feel as if anyone's going to actually try to listen out to him. You know, but nobody's going to want to hear his opinion. And, you know, everybody coming at him left and right, you know, everybody attacking him, accusing him of everything. It's just, you know, he feels like, you know, even if he tries, you know, to prove his own innocence, no one's going to want to hear him out. Everybody's going to be like, well, this is my opinion. I believe he did it. It's just his words will never get heard. That's the way I look at it with him. He'll try to do what he can. He's not going to push as much as he could.
I mean, just like, let's try to push into perspective, right? Fucked up the world is nowadays. So, would you really listen to a guy try to profess his, you know, his innocence, and he used to be the Jell-O pudding man? You know, it's that's the people don't look at him as Bill Cosby, and you know the Cosby Show, or his legacy as a comedian. They look at him as, okay, if you was ever the pudding man, there was two options of criminal for you to be in the future. Either you're going to be a pedophile, or you're going to be a rapist. So he has to get the short end of the stick. He was a rapist. Like, oh man, that's a Jell-O pudding man. That's it's hilarious. I'm not gonna make it about race. It's so easy to pull the fucking race card, but it is for the sake of, you know, it is for the sake of me not censoring what the fuck I say. I don't think everybody values his legacy. So a lot of them write him off as, oh, he did it. It was easy to say he did it. No different than Michael Jackson, no different than anybody else that got thrown under the bus for, you know, however media wants to proceed him. Now, I'm going to skip past that, go to this next topic before we get into this interview. Nick Cannon possibly playing Tupac in the movie.
Oh, no.
What fucking movie producer thought that was a good idea? I mean, if you put Tupac and Nick Cannon side by side in the picture, where would you see Tupac and Nick Cannon?
That's not happening at all. It's another one of those Lifetime situations.
Another one of those Lifetime situations. Man, you know what? They was better off calling Ice JJ Fish. and have him fucking do it. Don't get me started on Ice JJ Fish, man. You know, earlier I was watching some of the shit with that Reverend X guy. JJ Fish is going to be Reverend X 10 years from now.
In a few years, right.
You know, cussing everybody out, trying to be a pastor and shit. I think it's crazy. You know, but I mean, I don't understand where like the media's mindset is when it comes to like promoting certain things. It's like back in the day, they wouldn't even give that shit like any type of light. Now any and everything gets light just because it got put on Twitter, just because it got put on Facebook. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm just saying that it's so easy for people to be put in the wrong spot, man. I'm going to leave it alone. I personally don't care for Nick Cannon. Met the guy. Thought he's a dickhead. That's pretty much it. Won't go into that history. But, I don't know, man. You got some stuff you want to chat about, bro?
We can hit the interview up, and then we can chop up some topics afterwards.
Actually, I'm waiting for the interview to hit me up. I guess I can take some calls now. I got two callers here that's on hold. Okay, I'm going to say your last four digits of your phone number. Actually, I'll say the first digits of your phone number, and that'll be you online. All right, caller with phone number 313-948. Then they hang up. That's hilarious. So, all right, well, I guess my interview is on right now. I want y'all to join me in welcoming this man. Been busting his ass. I've been watching him do his networking and promotion and everything on these social networks and doing these shows and dropping project after project. Now, I'm going to bring this man in. 16, the icon. What up, homie?
What's going on, fam? What's been up with you?
Not much, man. Trying to be like you.
You say trying to be like me. No, I'm just a man standing next to the man, bro. I'm just a man standing next to the man trying to work hard and do this thing, bro.
Man, that's that humble shit.
Man, you got to stay humble in the game, bro. You got to stay humble in the game. I'm just out here trying to put on for the state. You know how we do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, what's going on in your world, man?
Man, there's so much going on, man. You know I try and stay busy. Try and stay busy at all times. I got the Set You Straight single. You know what I'm saying? That's out right now on iTunes, Rhapsody, CD Baby, you know what I'm saying? Google Play Music, Xbox Music. We got that popping right now. That single is hot. Produced by Crack-O-Lack. That's my primary producer right now. And I'm featuring my boy Thunder the Great from H-Mob from Haiti. So it's got that reggae tone type feel to it on the hook. It's real old school feel, though. You know what I'm saying? Back when music was music, you know what I'm saying? Early 90s, you know, was it late 90s? Early 2000 type sound, but you know what I'm saying, the flow is up to date. You know what I'm saying, we're just trying to take music back to be a real music, man.
All right, man. So the first track we're going to get into right now, we're going to take a quick break. But the first track we're going to get into is Bitch as Fuck. I thought it was a hilarious track. It's really fucking dope. I thought that we had to set a straight track, but we don't have it. But we're going to play Bitch as Fuck first, and then we're going to get into the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No is safe.
Get these niggas, man!
I don't know what you own, but stretch pants ain't for dudes, bro. What kind of shit is y'all on when y'all in the studio? Young Thug is a young bitch and a half top and a skirt, man. That ain't reppin' hip-hop, he must be trying to get hurt, man. Ladies, fools in the dirt, man, that won't make no friends, though. They got me started, they easy targets like Duck Hunt on Nintendo. That shit gets under my skin, bro. And if I had three wishes, I wish real hard that some of these rappers stop dressing like bitches. Wiz Khalifa, Kanye, what's up with your fashion? Trendsetter, you can trend better. That shit gets no action. Fire your stylist right now. Put that bitch on timeout. Your outfit's a distraction before you even get your rhyme out. You dress like a skater, but don't on a skateboard. You own a guitar, but don't play, man. You straight boy. What is the debate for? The icon be snapping. They go mute when I flow. E.F. Hutton, Charlie Chaplin. Don't do it, just face it. I am your replacement. I'm making all of these niggas mad that I made it out of the basement. Like, where the fuck did he come from? And why he stay on attack mode? I ain't no joke. A nigga was broke. Nah, I'm straight on stack mode. I'm repping for my whole state. There's no opposition. I Master P these niggas. They did not know what hit them. Now I'm in position. They wishing, they dreaming that on any given Sunday they can be Willie Beeman. But look at you. Look at us.
Look at us.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Bitch as fuck.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Bitch as fuck.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Hey, is that
look
a
at you.
Look at you.
Look at us.
Look at us.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Is that a shawl you got on, nigga?
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Bitch as fuck.
A shawl.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck. Kanye got a kill on like he Roddy Piper, but this ain't Piper's pit dog. Don't wear that to no cipher. Mary Kim Kardashian and she sexy, yeah, touche. But knowing all of her history, that could change in a few days. I wore throwbacks, button ups, but not so much with skinny jeans. These niggas is bugged out. They'll come on stage in anything. You looking suspect for real? Where is your taste? Why do you have an ice cream cone tattooed on your face? You Gucci, you ballin' on the charts. You fallin', my bad dog, you been failed. The big promoters ain't calling. Then Chief Keef and Trinidad got dropped. Why is they getting signed? They don't give a fuck about talent. They just living good and getting high. How you think the niggas is getting by? Is wax supposed to be the new black? And niggas dressing like bitches now. Tell me, where the fuck do they do that? No bead is safe. You've been warned for the last time. Taking out these waxsters is my favorite pastime. So, yeah,
look at you.
Come on.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us and look at you, nigga.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
For real?
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Bitch as fuck.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
I couldn't believe it,
look
man.
At you.
Look at you.
Look at us. All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck. All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
Bitch as fuck.
I'ma beat this nigga ass.
All y'all niggas look bitch as fuck.
That shit ain't cool, dog. Don't be having niggas think that shit is in style. What the fuck?
Yo, that was bitch as fuck by your man 16 the Icon. Hilarious track, man. Sometimes it's just
man,
necessary to air people out.
Hey man, that song is hilarious to me too, man. That song is funny.
You know what? I don't want nobody to ever talk about me dissing people again. I had a career.
Hey, me and you talked about this before, though. It's like when you deserve it, you got to get it. You got to get
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And some people earn it.
Yeah.
Some people earn it more than other people. So, you know, it's like you looking through social media because I'm always online and you seeing pictures of cats with dresses and stretch pants on and half tops with Timberlands on and little mini skirts. Like, I saw Young Thug. I got a picture of him, man. It's so ridiculous. It just reminds me why I do what I do. I mean, because, you know, the kids are influential. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, at first we had cats wearing baggier jeans, and then, you know, one cat made it popular for where to wear the skinny jeans, and so that movement started. You know, I just don't want to see a movement start where cats are starting to wear skirts. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not about to hop behind that
and
in any shape or fashion.
It's like this. I feel like this, man. Like, the current industry is... I'm pretty sure the same people that wrote and directed Brokeback Mountain is going to take over.
Yeah.
You know, I'm convinced that they're taking over hip hop. But I got a caller here. I got to find out who this is. I had him on hold for like a minute. So, the number is 313-826. Who, what's up? Caller? 313-826? I don't want to put your full phone number out there. And they dropped the call. Okay. Look, when you call in, when you call in, there's a 90% chance I'm going to try to get you to be interactive. Don't be afraid to be interactive. You know, if you got any questions for us, Call 646-378-1510. If you just want to listen, just shoot me a tweet at I_lyricist and let me know you just want to listen. It's cool. But right now, y'all on air with Lyricist, Jay Uno, and 16 the Icon. So 16, man, you know, what's next, bro?
Man, we got this Team Invasion. We got this Team Invasion movement that's going on up here in Cap City. You know, I'm up here in Lansing, Michigan right now. I'm from Detroit, you know, Southern Mile area. But, you know, it ain't where you from, it's where you at, you know. So I'm repping for my whole state. So we got the Team Invasion going on up here with my man Ichiban Sai, the Mask Man that you probably see in all my videos. We got Sincera Mid-Mob, Houston Flint. You know what I'm saying? We got my man Drack Baldwin. We got Pope Don King, Mad Dog McGraw. It's just a whole bunch of talented brothers up here. And what we're doing is we're taking it to the next level. You know, a lot of cats have that crab in the barrel mentality. And when you got that crab in the barrel mentality, you don't want to see nobody else get ahead. We're trying to get away from that. You know, we're real unified in what we're doing. The whole movement is nothing but family, nothing but love. We keep having events where, you know, we do our thing, and it's never been any violence. You know, we've been going strong, doing shows back to back with 20 acts on stage, and everybody's all love, watch each other, no violence. You know, so that Team Invasion movement is going on up here. My album will be dropping next month in February, Straight Hood Icon. That's actually, you know, that's going to be the coup de grace right there, you know what I'm saying? That's like the culmination of all this hard work that I've been putting in is trying to get to this point. You know, I got the distribution deal with FMQ and Sony Music Distribution, so we got a two-year deal where it's going to be worldwide. We're going to do our thing. Straight Hood Icon is going to be out here. Real rap is coming back. Hip-hop is back. You know what I'm saying? And definitely I want to make sure that people come and holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Get to know me on Instagram and SoundCloud. I'm always dropping new stuff on there for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my people here in Michigan, you know, they hear new stuff all the time. Just check me out on SoundCloud.com/TheIcon16. On SoundCloud, it's Mr. Superheroes Flag, you know what I'm saying? It's all superheroes all the time, and you get a chance to know what I'm doing next. You know, January 24th, we got a benefit show for my boy Keeve. He had a house fire. His baby almost got killed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing that show on the 24th. That's going to be at Max Bar. Got another benefit on the 31st. I'm doing my superhero thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing these benefit shows, man. I got a show for cancer awareness on the 31st. And then my birthday celebration. My birthday is actually on the 23rd, but we're doing a show on February 13th, Friday the 13th, where I'm going to do all of my freaky songs for the ladies the day before Valentine's Day. All freaky songs for the ladies, you know, so they can get nice and ready for their man crush Monday or whatever for Valentine's Day. We staying busy, man. We staying busy.
Yeah, I can tell, man. You know, that's great, dude. Make sure you send me all those links, man, so I can put it on the website and we can help promote it. You know, we're trying to get back into things ourselves, so we're trying to get busy all over again. But yeah, man, it's good to hear, man. From the last interview to this interview, you know, definitely seeing the growth, man. Definitely seeing the growth with you. And like I said, you know, we love to have you on the show. And you know, we can see that you out here working, man. You putting in that work. And like you said, man, you gotta avoid the crabs in the bucket, man. I actually got a joke on the crabs in the bucket, man, because it's that the mentality is so bad when it comes to the crab, like the whole crabs in the bucket effect. And, you know, it's so many crabs in the bucket, you might as well throw some butter on the motherfuckers.
Right.
Because they get so comfortable with being in the bucket, you might as well just actually consider them done. You know, it takes a lot to grind, it takes a lot to grind, and I commend anybody that can keep grinding. You know, and for everybody that's listening to this show, if you haven't called in yet, you know, you have some questions, you know, feel free to hit up my man 16 Icon. He gave you his Twitter, he gave you his, his Facebook, and he also gave you his Instagram. Make sure y'all hit him up, follow him. Give us a call while you're still on air, 646-378-1510. And as y'all know, we do have a 30-minute show, but we do have more that we do offline. So you can still listen to the show after after we done airing, and you know, everything you missed, you can still catch it on our website at SirJRecords.com, or you can go directly to that link and listen to the entire show. We're going to extend it maybe like another 15 minutes, and you can catch that next 15 minutes of the show after it posts. But I don't know, man. You know, I wanted to get your opinion on something.
Yeah, what's going on?
How do you feel about Nick Cannon playing Tupac in the movie?
Oh, man, tell me that's not about to happen.
It's talks
that's
for him
not about
do.
To happen. That's possibly happening?
That's possibly
why would
happening.
They have, yeah, that, they could have, yeah, they definitely need to pick a better actor for that, man. Definitely. That, I don't think he has the range for a role that big. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I like Nick Cannon, don't get me wrong, but nah.
I put it to you like this. Last time I actually supported anything that Nick Cannon did was Drumline.
Yeah. That and Wildin' Out.
Yeah, Wildin' Out wasn't his, but you know, Wildin' Out wasn't originally his idea, but we're gonna roll with it as if it was.
Right.
So Wildin' Out.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that one movie that he had with an old girl, but you know, of course, the whole time you watching the movie, you watching Christina Milian, the one movie where he was the nerd and she made him into a popular kid or whatever. What's Can't Buy Love or something like that. Remember he bribed her, hang out with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, man, Nick Cannon's bad.
I was trying to be nice.
Fucking everything about him is whack.
I feel you, though, bro. He definitely shouldn't be playing Tupac.
Look, man.
That's wrong.
Look, he's so whack that whackness rubbed off on his wife. That bitch can't even sing no more.
Yeah, I think everybody fizzled off of Mariah anyway. They fizzled off of her, but yeah, man, that's crazy. He playing Tupac. That's crazy. I didn't even know about that.
Man, look, it's gonna be a whole lot worse than the Aaliyah movie.
I heard about the Aaliyah movie. I still ain't seen it yet, but I heard so much about that. That was on my timeline so heavy on Facebook. It was horrible. I knew it was horrible because everybody kept saying up and down my timeline it was horrible, so I don't even want to see it. I know it's going to be horrible.
It was so, look, I didn't watch it myself, but I put it to you like this. I knew what Facebook, Twitter, and everything else was going to do. So you know what I did? I allowed my computer, my phone, and anything electronic to die that day. I even unplugged my TV.
Yeah, you knew that was about to break the internet.
I knew that it was about to fuck the internet up, man. Like there was no way that I was going to even subject myself to that. So I just knew better.
Hey, but you know what? Before I forget about that, I wanted to make sure everybody knows too. I got my mixtape series, you know, is still going to be going on. I still got, you know, the GSOMM, you know, Getting Shit Off My Mind, volumes 1 through 4. Those are popping. Everybody needs to definitely make sure you follow me on Twitter, you know, SoundCloud, anything that y'all can keep in contact with me so I can let y'all know about these mixtapes, because the mixtapes are separate from what I'm doing with Sony, you know, because I'm doing my own things also, you know. But the mixtape, that No Beat Is Safe mixtape, like, I want you to imagine every beat, like, if you hear a whack beat, you know me, lyricist, so it's really going to crack you up. Imagine any beat that I could have possibly heard where the beat was way sweeter than the rapper, and so I get pissed off and I redo the song because they didn't do the beat justice. That's what my whole No Beat Is Safe mixtape is about. I redid Shorty Low, They Know. I redid Jerk by with the New Boys. I redid that one song, you know, Bitches Fuck Is on there, of course. Man, the whole mixtape is like 20 songs of me redoing. It's like me doing No Beat Is. It's like me doing No Ceilings, but I'm roasting the people that I took the songs from. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're going to have fun listening to that. I'm going to send you some songs from that, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're going to play a little bit of you know, Jerk right now. We're going to get back into this show. Like I said, we are going to run off of the air, but we still are going to be recording so you can hear what you didn't hear on air, after air, but we're going to play Jerk right now.
Yes, sir.
You're a jerk.
Uh-huh.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
I am.
You're a jerk.
I know. I'm a jerk, and I won't deny the new boys is old news, but they beat us fly. Terrify these other rappers that's rapping with no skill. Call them Candy Rain niggas. I got soul for real, and I still got them tripping. I'm ripping them so often. Call the Undertaker, cause the beat gon' need a coffin. My flow is like water, you can swim with the dolphin. Viagra flow, stay hard, never soften. The icon, I'm colder than February. Sharp like a Ginsu, stage presence legendary. Piranha in the water, eating MCs. I got the munchies, off of Ace of Blue Cheese. Still shitting and shitting again, but this shit right here, final one, the end. I be swagging in the club in my superhero t-shirt, straight hood icon. But you know that I'm a
jerk. You're a jerk.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Volume 4.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Uh-huh.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
You know how we do it. Take over other niggas' songs. Show them how they really should have rocked it. I'm a jerk. I be picking fights. Take your song and show your ass how to rock it right. What is 8 times 2? You know the answer, bro. 16, the icon. Now here we go. Getting shit off my mind. Volume 4, I'm cocky. Knock them out the box. People champ, I'm Rocky. Best foot forward, but they can't stop me. Best bet is called crack a lack up and copy. Now do as I does and increase your buzz. A better rapper than your favorite rapper ever was. I'm a jerk. Do the jerk to it if you like. Loud packs on deck, nigga. Give me your light. Straight hood is one is the click I claim. It's the empire, baby, and we run the game. It's a fact, not fiction, that we put in work. This is 20 minus 4. Watch this, cause I'm about to be a
jerk.
Yeah, I'm about to be a I'm about to be a I know. I know that I'm a
what can you do?
Yeah.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Yeah. Straight hood. Rock with it. I know, but I don't care, and you can't do nothing about it. Volume 4, getting shit off my mind, yeah, the icon. We stay doing iconic shit over this way. What's in your wallet? Yeah.
Hey, that was Jerk by my man 16. That was hilarious.
I told you I'm having fun off.
I mean, and that's good. I really hope that you redid that song where that, what's that fucking guy, Young Thug? You know, he fucked the song up like the hook was Lifestyle. So that bullshit. Yeah, that right there.
How did he, what song was it?
Lifestyle.
It's by Young Thug?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look him up.
I'm gonna do that. I'll destroy him on that one just for you. You said Lifestyle, right?
Yeah, man. That was the shit where he was sounding like a fucking pigeon on a track.
Oh man, I done heard so much garbage out here, man. Like that one song. Okay, now this is hilarious. It's off topic, but yeah, I know everybody got kids. Y'all seen that Lego movie, man?
Yeah.
You seen the Lego movie. Remember that one stupid song that you just know that they trying to make the parents not want to watch it with their kids? Everything is awesome. That song?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know that one dumb cat? I don't know who he is. I'm so awesome. I'd rather listen to the Lego movie's version than that bullshit. Who is that dude, man?
I don't know.
That one artist, what's that nigga name?
Shot Glizzy. Man, why are they giving deals to all these whack dudes, man? What's wrong, man? Are they trying to destroy rap from the inside?
Man, music ain't even music no more. Now it's just you got anything catchy that's on a good beat, that's what it is. You know, now we need...
But you know what? That's good, though. That's good, though, because you know what I'm saying? Everything always comes around full circle, and it's around that time for everything to come full circle and hip-hop to come back with some real MCs. And my Teen Invasion movement, all of us is from different spots, but we all, you know, united up here. Man, it's so crazy. We got real lyricists, you know what I'm saying, unifying and putting the smack down on all this whack music, man. We're trying to give the people something better to listen to, man. Because everybody's shying away from rap because there's so much garbage on the radio, man. They shying away from the music and the culture, you know. I'm a citizen of the culture and a fan of the music, so I gotta try and save it by any means necessary, you know. We got to get out here and put these messages out here for the kids instead of just talking about partying and having sex all the time, too. You know what I'm saying? That's what that Green 16 movement is about. You know, for everybody that listens to my mixtapes and listens to my regular music, you know, when you listen to my Green 16 projects, I'm putting gems out there for the kids like we used to get with KRS and Public Enemy and Poor Righteous Teachers. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to leave jewels out there because we missing that in hip-hop. We're not getting no messages no more. We're not getting no stories. We're getting have sex, pop a molly, do a dance. You know, I got a new dance on YouTube. We're not getting no quality in the hip-hop culture anymore. We got to bring that back for all us people that love it, that's out here still doing it. We got to fight to keep that culture alive, man. We got to put some real music in these kids' ears and show them what hip-hop really is, man. You know what I mean? We got to down with whack rappers.
I definitely agree with that. I think the problem with the new generation is that they suffer from a very, very high level of ADD. So, you know, we got to kind of get them to sit down and listen because a lot of them just don't listen to CDs no more. They don't listen to album quality shit no more. So you mess around and you get the young thugs that put out, you know, hit songs, what they consider to be hits nowadays, anything that's repetitive and dumbed down, you can barely understand. A lot of kids are just grabbing onto it because of the beat. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it is, I just feel like as artists, anybody that comes from the generation that we come from, you know, it's our responsibility to kind of put things back in order. Now, everything is coming full circle because you can tell how the industry is going. A lot of record labels is reaching out to indie artists because they look for the indie artists to help them stay viable. That's why you see artists like, you know, Fabolous and artists like Logic and, you know, J. Cole, they drop their albums as if they were indie artists. You know, no promotion. Don't rely on a record label. Just drop it whenever they feel like it. And as you can tell, real fans will actually, you know, grasp that stuff. I tell people nowadays in 2015 and beyond, do not count on record sales. Record sales don't matter anymore. This takes you back to the early 50s, the early 60s, where record sales really didn't matter. Just putting the music out is all that matters. And for hip-hop, in the early 70s, when it, you know, when putting out music didn't matter if, you know, you were chasing sales. Because hip-hop never got that many sales in the era where it is, you know, disco was heavy. But when you had Sugar Hill and everybody else coming in there, you know, spinning things and twisting things up, people wasn't ready for it. So sales was at an all-time low. But when people grasped that shit and they was really listening to it, you know, it spiked. But nobody cared about sales from the Big Daddy Kanes to the Kumo D's to the LL Cool J's. Yeah, they were doing power numbers, but the sales didn't matter. It was more about the message than anything. It's dope to have good beats, but it's even better to have good lyrics behind it. And I feel like, you know, the substance is what matters.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and one that's one of my missions too. You know, it's like a lot of the music that comes out now. You know, they would consider, you know, a lot of the beats that a lot of producers are doing now, because you know it is, you're gonna make what sells. So you know, a lot of these cats are out here and they're making these trap beats. But it's up to us as the MCs, as the artists, to go in there and still create something that's gonna, you know, elevate to the next level and not just be a trap song. You know, and I like to make sure I mention that too, is, you know, a lot of these cats out here that's thinking that, you know, since that's what sells, I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna talk about something that I don't even necessarily do. You know, cats work 9 to 5 they work 9 to 5 at a 7-Eleven or something like that, or they working at the, you know, they working at the car wash, but then they get in the studio and they're the biggest drug dealer in the state. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a bag, but you know, if all these people had bags, man, you know, come on, man, keep it real. Everybody ain't got a bag, you know. So they need to be more creative, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it was in the old days. You don't have to rap about, you know, cars and money all the time. You know what I'm saying? Test yourself. Test your limits. Do something different. Show your creativity. Show your intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Show somebody you got a brain further than copying somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I'm a lead by example. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave by
absolutely. That's the best way to do it.
No.
All right, y'all. Any final words? We're going to get into the last 5 minutes of the show. Any final words? You know, start with you, 16, man, because this is your show right now, man, so you got to run this shit.
Man, final words. Make sure you get on that Instagram, Instagram.com/MrSuperheroSwag. We're doing the superhero swag movement. Y'all going to see what that is. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you follow Mr. Superhero Swag. Now, on SoundCloud, it's the Icon 16. Twitter is the Icon 16. Team Invasion, Set You Straight, 99 cents on iTunes. No Beat Is Safe coming up. Straight Hood Icon in February. Get with your boy, man. I'm busy. I'm out here.
All right. So before we take off, we're going to play one more track for him. We're going to play Every Other Word.
Yes, sir. Featuring my boy Destro. That's my artist right there.
Good shit. Let's go.
Come on, man. I know you got to have
some of that
ready, man.
What about
to do
right here is go crack.
Yeah, man. I need magic.
Crack with
too,
the
rhyme. Is he still back there cooking up?
Crack a lag on the truck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know. You know who it is, nigga.
She's a $1 million baby. She tastes like honey. Yeah, she keep me motivated. Love in the time of money. I gotta love Joan. She's an amazing racer. So fly and debonair. I gotta thank the maker. Got you out here hustling to provide life takers. Chasing the money train with the movers and shakers. She gotta have it automatic. Hoes is haters. Cause she hotter than the mountain with volcanic breakers. Get me high, how high. She came and stole my heart in the heat of the night.
That's
she
right.
Hit my heart hard with a guiding light. And then she smiled and said, we can have a wonderful life. I said, baby, we can make it. Life's a gamble I like. And I know that I can show you the best time of your life.
Your
life. If you deep, going hard into the darkness of night. So I can show you firsthand what a real love is like.
That's right.
Every other word is the title of a movie.
Yeah.
We make the girls randy. They think that we're groovy.
Yeah,
every other word is the title of a flick. Let's go, Destro in 10 plus 6.
Yeah.
Me and my smoking aces get raw and delirious. Living the fast lane like the Fast and the Furious. At the Players Club, I met a chick named Diamond. She was all about the Benjamins on that old grinding. Last house on the left, she was thinking like a man. And a one night stand was part of the game plan.
Okay.
She was super bad. We went to the Super 8, puffing Pineapple Express till we couldn't see straight. Blowed my face off, then we got Triple X. I was in it waist deep, perfect storm kept her wet.
Yeah.
A total recall, she said that I am legend. I'm a menace to society, baby, a lethal weapon. I put it in her belly, gave her that real steel. Got that Bangkok dangerous, mama for real. I'm one of them bad boys, a low down dirty shame. Take you up on a flight and show you snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
Every other word is the title of a movie.
Yeah.
We make the girls randy, they think that we're groovy.
Yeah,
every other word is the title of a flick.
Let's
go Destro in 10 plus 6, nigga.
something about Mary. Shorty's tougher than leather. Hit her with deep impact till I found a national treasure. Met her at the Players Club where she danced on Friday. She said she wanted to ride along 100 plus on the highway. And yeah, we set it off. Mary had a lethal weapon. She put the moves on me. I reversed it like I'm the wrestler. Now she called me Iron Man. Wanna be with me for life. Said she want a cabin in the woods. And I'm like, bitch, psych. Shorty getting upset. Calling from the phone booth like, Destro, where you at? I thought you said that you was coming through. Told her she's my final destination. It was true lies. I had enough. J-Lo, she could see it in my eyes. Harlem nights and hangovers. Parties till the breaking dawn. Mary had a love, Jones. I don't know what she was on. Like the Godfather made an offer that she couldn't refuse. I told her I was ghost, dog. Now that lady sings the blues.
Every other word is the title of a movie. We make the girls.